Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes 3:9. Here we have a person taking shavuos which contradict each other. So let me say this outside first. The idea is, if a person says first, he says, I swear I will eat that loaf of bread. Now he's bound by his shavuah. If he then says, I swear I won't eat that loaf of bread, well, that second shavuah is not binding because he's already bound by his first shavuah. And in fact, that second shavuah is swearing about something which is an obligation in the Torah. There's an obligation in the Torah for him to fulfill his shavuah and l'yachol devaro, and therefore he, by attempting to take a shavuah against what he's obligated to do by the Torah, you're already in shavuah shav territory. And in fact, he violates the isser of shavuah shav immediately upon making that second shavuah, regardless of whether or not he ends up eating the loaf of bread. As far as the first shavuah, he's bound by his shavuah, and therefore if he fulfills what he said, he eats a loaf of bread, then everything's cool. If he fails to eat the loaf of bread, then he'll be over a second violation of not fulfilling his shavuah's bitui. If he does that on purpose, he'll be on the hook for malka. So if he said he's going to eat the loaf of bread and then intentionally doesn't, and he then swears he won't eat it, then he'll be on the hook twice. First, by simply saying, swearing he won't eat it after he swore he would eat it, he's on the hook once. If it's on purpose, that's one set of malkas. And if he doesn't fulfill his commitments on purpose, again, that's a second set of malkas. Now, the Mishnah says that, but in much fewer words, and so few words, it's not necessarily easy to see what it's saying, but here's what it says. Shvuah she'ochel kikarzu. First, a person says, I swear I will eat that loaf of bread. Fine, he's bound, shvuah bitu, he's bound to eat it. Then, shvuah shlo ochlena. Then he swears he won't eat it. Well, that second shvuah is not binding, and it's just a shvuah shav, in violation of his previous commitment, which he can't do. Therefore, harishona shvuah bitu, the first shvuah is a binding oath of utterance. The shnia shvuah shav, and the second one is already a forbidden oath in vain, for which you get malchus already, if he did it on purpose. Achla, if he ends up eating the loaf of bread, meaning fulfilling his first shvuah, avral shvuah shav, still he's over the isser shvuah shav, because that was a violation that occurred as soon as he made the shvuah. The second shvuah was a violation at that point, because you can't swear against what you've already sworn to do. Lo achla, if also he doesn't even eat the loaf of bread he swore that he would eat first, avral shvuah bitui as well. He's violated his shvuah bitui, his commitment to eat the loaf of bread. In addition, he went looking now potentially for two sets of malkas, one for shvuas buti and one for shvuas shav.